Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Lots of speculation late in the election cycle about how the Hispanic vote was going to go, only amplified after a Madison Square Garden Trump rally featured a roast comic who joked about Puerto Rico. KYW Community Affairs reporter Raquel Williams talked about that with former Philly councilman David O, journalist Denise Clay Murray, and Swarthmore College political science professor Ben Berger.
Philadelphia has the second largest Hispanic, Puerto Rican, specifically population, second to New York City. Pennsylvania has, I think, 9% Hispanic population. And Donald Trump is winning the majority Hispanic vote in Pennsylvania. What's your take on that?
Well, I think that it is a wake-up call to people who thought that the Latino vote was going to reject Donald Trump.
To the Democrats specifically?
Yeah, the Democrats believed and perhaps did not put enough time into the understanding the Hispanic vote, which is not monolithic, and also believing that they had the leadership in the Latino community to swing that vote over, which apparently they did not. And it's a question, why not? But I also think that looking at the Hispanic vote and why 51% is voting for Donald Trump, perhaps they've made too much over the comments and jokes of a comedian that did not come out of Donald Trump's mouth, and not enough on the issues that were most prevalent and most concerning to the Hispanic community in and outside of Philadelphia.
Denise?
Well, first of all, I kind of have to push back on that a little bit by saying that no one really expected that Latinos were going to go overwhelmingly for Kamala Harris, or even that she would break even with them. The fact that it's 51% of the Hispanic vote or the Latino vote, you know, going to Donald Trump wasn't really much of a surprise. And the thing is, if what the remarks from the comedian said were considered an insult, it was obviously not enough of an insult for people to say we're not going to give him our vote. And I don't know what that says, because, you know, it's the same thing with the percentage of black folks that have, you know, gone to Trump. I don't know what that says, because, see, even if he didn't say this, you know, at this rally, there are enough things that he has said about you, about your community, you know, and everything else, that should have, you know, made you think, do I really want to do this? And obviously it didn't. Mm-hmm. And again, I have to go back to the fact that it was easier to blow that off because the alternative was a woman.
Okay. Ben?
I'll just refer to a different comedian, Chris Rock, who many years ago was talking about a Little John song that's quite misogynistic and disgusting. And he said, it's about women, but when you ask a woman who's dancing to it, how can you like that song? They'll say, he's not talking about me. And it's a very big possibility that a lot of different minority voters are saying, well, he's not talking about me. He's talking about other minorities or other people in the community. And that's deep. And it's not something I fully understand, but we've got to think about that.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.